You're listening to the DeCesare Group Podcast. Welcome back. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare, and I'm glad you're here. This week, I have two special guests, Brooke Waldrop, President and CEO of the Logan Economic Alliance for Development, better known as LEAD, and Logan County Judge Executive Phil Baker. Together, they discuss how Logan County, a community of over 27,000 residents, is fostering a thriving, business-friendly environment through a strong partnership. Brooke and Judge Baker share valuable insights into the strategies driving economic growth in the region, including efforts to attract new businesses and ensure the local workforce is equipped for the industries of tomorrow. If you're interested in economic development, workforce readiness, or community-driven success stories, you'll want to hear this. Here's my conversation with Brooke Waldrop and Phil Baker. Hey, Brooke and Phil, welcome to the DeCesare Group Podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
So excited to be here.
I can really tell you're so excited.
It kind of sounded like that. I'm a little down. I've got a little sinus stuff going on.
I'm so excited.
My apologies. I got that sinus thing going, and it's getting to me, so I apologize. I am excited, though. I really am.
All right, Judge. Thank you. Hey, so let's just get into it. You know, let's talk about some of the key industries or sectors currently driving economic growth in Logan County, and how does LEAD and local government plan to support and expand these sectors?
Well, I'll start off by saying Logan County has a huge history of ag sector industry in our heritage and our background, and I think we're seeing some new development there with a new industry, Campbell, which is located in Auburn, Kentucky. Not many people know about it yet, but it's up and coming, and they're taking corn stover and turning it into single-serve containers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fantastic.
So that's the Leach fella, right?
Miles Leach.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Very interesting, very, very cool facility, nice things happening there, and we're excited about that growth.
Yeah.
So that's something new on the ag side of development.
And that's a food packaging type. So
yes.
If you go to some restaurants now, I was in Florida a few weeks ago and I got a pizza and they put it in one of those corn thingies, you know.
Fantastic.
And that's what they're using that for.
Absolutely.
A taste of home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we have tons of farms that have corn, and taking that corn stover has been proven to produce higher yields for farmers, and so win-win for everybody. New business in Logan County that we're really excited about.
That's awesome.
And then of course Logan County has been known for its diverse industry, and we've had those some of those key industries for years and years. Several have celebrated 40-year anniversaries recently. Mm-hmm. Of course Logan Aluminum, we've had supporting industry H&H sheet mm-hmm. metal that have recently celebrated over 40 years. And then we have things like Carpenter Company with fibers and Venture Plastics. So huge history there, and I think we're doing lots of things to support those. LEAD has recently started a new BR&E plan, and so we're trying to get in and talk to industries more, make a better connection, see how we can help, making ourselves present and known.
And those legacy industries are important to the community, right, because of the employment and job growth and all that stuff. Judge?
Absolutely. You know, the time that these companies have spent in there, what they've done for the county, providing good quality jobs, and that's what we're striving for. You know, the connection that the county and the city has with the IDA and LEAD, it is so important to the growth of the industry in the county. These companies that you're speaking of, they've been there forever. They provided great jobs, great benefits, and gave a opportunity for a county such as Logan to build, to grow, for those people
rural.
To have.
We use the word rural.
Rural. That's a hard word to say, by the way. But yeah, that's the big
like
thing.
Like Nate Bergazzi and Ole. Yeah, go
ahead.
Yeah, but you know, that's what one of the big things is, just us, the collaboration that I have with the other mayors in the city, and just the total buy-in from those cities, Russellville, Lewisburg, Adairville, Auburn, and the county itself on these projects that we do. That's so important to us.
I don't think most people realize that Logan County does have 4 incorporated cities.
They do.
And you just mentioned them, and of course having that collaborative effort between, you know, city government, county government, yeah, LEAD, and everyone else that plays a part in working with industrial recruitment and retention, which is a big one.
It is.
You know,
it is.
You want to keep what you have.
a lot easier to keep them than it is to attract them. Yeah. So we're hoping to make those relationships a little stronger, and that's our effort right now.
Yes. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So, you know, of course, workforce development initiatives are always crucial in every community. You know, I talk a lot about the participation rate in Kentucky. We are just now seeing those numbers get back to where they were above or where they were before the pandemic. So we went through about a 5-year spell where we didn't have a lot of people working.
Right.
And but talk about some of the things that you all have going on to make sure that people are getting the training they need for the jobs that you all have, and what kind of partnerships are in place to facilitate this.
I'm glad you asked. I really am, because South Central Kentucky Workforce Development Board, and I may have butchered that name, but my apologies if I did, but I think we all know what it is.
John will call you.
John will call me, and John will tell me that I butchered it, and my apologies, John, but that development group has been so good for Logan County. It's providing training for jobs. It's reaching into a sector that would normally be just kind of left behind. John's been able to take that group and push them to the forefront and show that, hey, these forgotten class of workers are available, and he's done a wonderful job with that, which leads to the second point is he's doing a great job working with our detention center in training these inmates so that when they get out, they have degrees, they have opportunities, they have stuff that they've never had before. That's spectacular. But I can't say all that without actually mentioning one of my favorite projects. As several years on the school board, one of my favorite projects that we built was the CTC in Logan County. Yeah. That has absolutely been phenomenal as far as training people. The fortunate thing is that the state has seen how important that the CTC is, and they've offered them $10 million to build an expansion onto this building to add more programs. I'm really excited to see how these go. I think that's kind of a segue into something that you want to talk about too.
Yes, actually it is. LEAD has partnered with the Logan County Chamber of Commerce, and then we've also partnered with our schools, so the CTC, Russellville Independent School System, and Logan County School System, and we have formed an EDGE program. And so EDGE stands for Educating and Developing Generations for Employment, and so we're taking our future workforce starting as early as we can. Right now we're starting at the eighth grade level and working our way up to the senior level. And we're kind of mimicking something that's done here in Warren County with SCK Launch.
Right.
As far as the eighth grade experience that we're going to be introducing in the spring, this school year we're implementing the EDGE program. And we're really trying to engage the industries and businesses that we have in Logan County, hitting the importance of workforce for them. It's not an issue, it will be an issue for them.
Yeah.
And hitting that, driving it home and asking them to come and participate inside the school system, and then letting the students come and participate inside their business or industry throughout the high school career, really getting them to form relationships with businesses and industries, learning what Logan County has to offer. I think even when I was in school, I thought I had to leave Logan County to find the job that I wanted.
Exactly.
And I didn't realize almost any job you could think of is offered in Logan County.
Sure.
You just have to dig in and find what's available.
Yeah. So, and talking about that program, that gets those young people exposed to the different career paths that are out there. And there, you know, there's 8 or 9, you know, sectors that everybody's looking at, whether it's logistics, healthcare, you know, professional services, et cetera, which I did have a follow-up to the CTC. Now, the programs that are offered there, I know they have several different programs.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that real quick.
Okay, so out there they have the machine shop, the welding, the auto mechanics, the electrical. They have the healthcare. They have a drafting. They have IT services. They have a business. I mean, there's like a whole host.
They got a web program too, right? The web development.
We're going to go ahead and say yes, but I can't verify that one. But I know they have so many different programs and so many of different opportunities for kids to come out with actual. We call it work ready
yeah.
to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, not every child. You know, back years ago, we were always taught that you have to go to college to make something. You've got to go to college. You go to college. I think we've done an about face on that and turned around and realized that you don't have to go to college to get these good jobs.
Right.
That there's so much out there that's available, and this CTC is making ways for that. Now, with that being said, the new expansion is going to be, if I'm not mistaken, HVAC and diesel mechanic. Is that correct?
Plumbing. They switched to plumbing.
It was.
That's
right.
And diesel
right.
mechanic.
Yeah.
Yes, it started at
HVAC.
Plumbing's important too.
Plumbing is very important. but you know, HVAC and plumbing fall within the same realm of how things are done. So it's real close. So I was close.
I mean, you're getting into the trades: HVAC, yes. plumbing, electrical.
Yes.
You know, those are kind of the three that you know everybody has a need for at some point.
And the plus side to the CTC building is the way it was built. It can be so uniform. Can be so transformed to whatever the need might be, and I'm very excited to see and watch how that has progressed over time, and I really can't wait to see how much further they can go, because I mean the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and Brooke, you know, with this EDGE program, I mean that's an opportunity for industries to work with the local trainers as well to possibly you know get programs implemented that will help provide the skills that they need in their workforce.
Absolutely. We're having those conversations right now as to what pathways we could expand upon or create that would be specific to an industry that would benefit long term, not just for one main industry, but lots of supporting industries. We're having those conversations now, and hopefully that will turn into something even bigger and better and ultimately benefit lots of different industries and open up opportunities for great jobs for our future workforce.
That is awesome, awesome stuff. And, you know, I have found, because, you know, I've spent some time in Logan County and I'm working in Simpson County, you know, that when it comes to workforce in the rural communities, there's more people stay at their job longer. There's more
yes.
commitment to the employer, and there's more loyalty, and there's a better, and I'm not saying there's not good work ethic in other places, but it just seems like you get a better, stronger work ethic from folks in rural communities than you do in maybe some of the more urban areas.
I'd like to say that takes a hit on our agriculture community. I think
absolutely.
Our strong
absolutely.
Roots, we've talked about that before, and just the backgrounds that people have in our community are strong work ethics for
yeah.
sure.
So. And we don't want to, you know, when we talk about economic development and job growth, you know, ag is an important part of economic development in these communities as well, because it's a huge driver of the economy. Go ahead.
Correct. Well, no, you're absolutely correct. You know, and I think the ag community, you hit on it perfectly. The work ethic that agriculture jobs push. You know, me being a born and raised in Logan County, starting at the early age of preteen, we'll just call it teenage years of cutting tobacco. Working on the farm, that was the jobs that were available, and you learn your work ethic. You know, you work from sun up to sun down, and you know, when you get a normal quote normal job in a factory, you realize the importance of that work ethic.
Yeah. Let's move on here and talk about some. You know, Brooke, you and I see each other at some of the economic development conferences and whatnot, and you know, we're always trying to attract new businesses and investments into our communities, and same for Logan County. How does the heritage and culture play a role into these impacts? We talked a little bit about the work ethic, but what are some of the other things?
Well, I think the work ethic absolutely plays a role. I think that also drives some of the business opportunities that we have as well. And we've used that in some of our marketing efforts, and maybe Judge Baker, you might want to hit on that just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. We have a very strong heritage in Logan County. You know, the ag community, that strong workforce that we're talking about, and that's what we're trying to I think that's what LEED's trying to push out, is how strong of a workforce that we have, how reliable of a workforce that we have available, and we just need opportunity to show that off. You know, we've got employers out there with severely we spoke about those early, those deep roots, you know, carpenters, H&H, Logan Aluminum. They're such good things. Now, the way it plays into to our roles in these efforts, I mean, you know, Brooke, you're going to have to answer that one for me, because you're more trained on that for me. I don't want to step on her toes. That's her job.
He's passing the buck over to you.
Absolutely.
So, and you know, I get it. I mean, you've got to You're always out there looking for new industries to come in, because if your communities aren't growing, you're going to die. And that's just the long and short of it. And you've got to expand the tax base, and because you got to provide for the children, the schools, and all the different things, parks and rec, and all that fun stuff that goes on with community development. And job creation is a big part of it.
Sure. And I think LEAD is taking some opportunities and turning them into efforts that we are doing to expand job growth in Logan County. We are constructing a 105,000 square foot spec building currently. Mm-hmm. It'll be expandable to another 105,000 square feet, and we are trying to heavily market that. So I'll give a shameless plug right here.
Available.
Yeah. Yes, but
all roads lead to Logan County, right?
Absolutely. So I don't know any better place to have a building that'll be ready to go in September, we hope. Mm-hmm. And so that is one effort that we are making to bring in jobs in Logan County, and that'll be in the city of Russellville. Yep. And then
and is that out on Shelton Lane?
It is on Shelton Lane, sure is.
So, right by Carpenter and some of the other industries mm-hmm. out there, and there's potential for rail if needed.
It has potential. It does. And speaking of potential for rail and marketing, you led me to another topic, which is the CSX Select Site Award that we've just received for our West Industrial Park.
Nice.
Yes, we're very proud of that. And that's going to be one of CSX's 40 sites that they will market heavily for rail service. That's a short line service provided by RJ Corman ultimately to the CSX rail. But we're very thankful for that opportunity. That's another marketing tool that I think is in our pocket and is definitely going to help us out to get that park filled. We have a current industry that's located there now. Mm-hmm. They're under construction. Yeah. Kentucky Aluminum Processors.
Awesome.
So we're thankful for that and the jobs that that's going to create, which is about 75 jobs.
Fantastic. So, and that again ties in with the aluminum industry, and the aluminum belt runs, the belt buckles right in Logan County. Yes. So
yes. Absolutely, we're proud of that and thankful for it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Judge, you have something to follow up on that?
No. Brooke has covered it. I just want to make sure everyone knows that we're very excited about all these projects that are going on. The Kentucky Aluminum Processors, the spec building is one of the things I'm very proud of. I can't wait to give that opportunity to someone to come in and bring some good paying jobs to Logan County. That was the whole purpose of the spec building, and we're excited to see what the future holds with that.
Yeah, and site selectors are always looking for inventory. Exactly. They everything's about speed to market now.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have a building sitting around ready for someone, chances are you unless that company has time to build one, they're going to move on to another community, and so this is going to be a big plus for you all.
I think so. I think we've seen that already. When we first started marketing the spec building, right when site work began, mm-hmm. we got lots of inquiries, and they're like, "Is it ready now? Can we have it now?"
Yes,
and we were like, "We wish it was, but it's going to be a few more months." So we hope once it's ready, we have those same calls, and when we can get someone in there and get jobs created.
Yeah, and I want to talk briefly about the regional collaboration, because you and I and Warren County, Morgantown, and Allen County are part of a collaborative marketing effort, to market our communities to site selectors and others that are, locating industries. I'm a big believer in regionalism. I think it's important that, what's good for Logan County is good for Simpson County, and it's good for Warren County, it's good for Allen County, it's good for Morgantown, and that's just good for everybody. So talk a little bit about the regional effort that's going on as well.
Well, as you mentioned, we have a great partnership, and I'm very thankful for it. We do partnership with Southern Kentucky, and I'm very thankful that we can have that relationship and we can build upon opportunities. And I think we have prime opportunity close to 6880, where we all kind of come together, and I hope mm-hmm. to see that develop at some point in the future. I think there's opportunity as each county grows on their own. I think we lose lose land in one place that you think, well, I can give this neighboring county opportunity. Yeah. And I hope that starts to happen sooner, just because I think there are lots of opportunities we can build upon each other, use infrastructure that benefits all of us.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great opportunity. So I am thankful to be a part of that.
100%. And I do want to get with you at some point, talk about the Tri-County Park.
Yes. There's potential.
There's three counties right there merging together, and there's a lot of opportunity there. And you know, future growth is going to need that area.
Absolutely. We're all expanding and need to fall over into each other. So I think it's great.
All right, let's talk about some upcoming projects. I know you've mentioned a couple already, initiatives. You've talked about Edge, but other things that are required to be successful include infrastructure, quality of life, community facilities, to support sustainable economic growth. Judge, that's kind of in your wheelhouse.
Well, it is. I'm gonna let Brooke work on the infrastructure, but I will talk about the quality of life. It's something that I've been excited about. You know, we are in the purchase of buying 142 acres inside the city limits of Russellville to turn into a park. The way it goes to quality of life is that Senator Wilson and Representative Petrie seen the urgent need for something to add quality of life into the county. So that's why they have been very generous about giving us $3 million to push towards a park system to our parks. With that $3 million, I was able to take $100,000, going back to the four cities, I was able to take $100,000 and give to each city to improvements to their parks. And that's something I'm very excited about and can't wait to see what they've done. You know, when I was campaigning throughout this, before I took as judge executive, it seemed to be the same conversations every time I was at a door, knocking on a door, or any conversation I was in was, we don't have anything. We need more in this for our kids to keep people here. So on the other side of that is, when you're building houses, when they're looking for places to stay, to buy, to live in, they're also looking for things to do. And this park, I'm hoping that this park will be able to give them that opportunity, will draw more interest. And when we get this park going, hopefully it'll draw interest from motels, restaurants, more opportunities. And that's what our whole purpose of this is, and that's what our driving force is of why we want this park.
And I know, you know, industries, when they look at communities, they look at things like parks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what kind of amenities you have in your community that are going to, help families thrive.
Yeah.
And so, Brooke, you want to talk about infrastructure?
Well, I will agree with that quality of life enhancement, it helps me in my job so much.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
absolutely makes it easier when I have products to sell, and then also can show that there are things for the employees to do and have their families come and be happy here in Logan County. So that absolutely is a big effort for the county to take on, and I do appreciate that. But I will say, one infrastructure project that Logan County has going on and will be ongoing is the US 79 expansion. I'm excited about that.
Very. Starts in Logan County and ends in
Guthrie.
No, it starts in Logan County, but it goes to US 79 and it goes
to
Texas.
I was thinking short term. You were thinking long range.
Yeah,
you're thinking the whole road.
But that's an important thoroughfare for
absolutely.
For, you know, not only the ag community, but for economic development purposes too.
Absolutely, we have a lot of growth in that area, and I think that'll just help us tremendously. Getting to Clarksville safer and quicker is a big deal, and so that is in the plan. I've had a recent conversation with Representative Petrie. That money is there, and we've just got to get that project pushed forward, and hopefully on a quicker timeline than is current. But we will have that expansion, and it'll be, I think, are they calling it a fast two or a fast three?
Fast three. Yeah, you'll have a center or something like that, where you can get by quicker.
Pass
and it'll be
side,
wider.
Yes. And absolutely. Safer, as you mentioned, for the ag community. There's tons of combines and tractors and on that road, but there are lots of tractor-trailer traffic because of the industries that we have in Guthrie and Logan County leading to Clarksville. And I think that'll be a huge asset to Logan County.
And there were, four bridges that were repaired?
And expanded.
A few years ago. So this is just the next step of that
Absolutely.
Project.
Absolutely. We're thankful.
You know, and to add to that, you know, you look at Logan County and you look at Interstate 24 and Interstate 65. Logan County's right dead in the center of that. We have 68.
And I-165.
I have 165. I forget. Yes, absolutely. Please. I can't forget that. But Logan County's right in the center of all that. We have 6880. leading us to 65. Once this project on 79 gets done, that gives us a fast track to I-24. So any company wanting to develop, wanting to put in, it's a prime opportunity to go east-west, north-south, or whichever way you want to go. We are in prime location for that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to market and get out and show everyone.
That's why you say all roads lead to Logan County.
Absolutely.
You can get anywhere from starting there.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's wrap this up. Where do you see Logan County from an economic development standpoint with community collaboration and local leadership over the next 5-10 years? So talk about the future growth of Logan County.
I'll just say exactly what you just said. I mean, we are in a prime opportunity right now. Everything's growing around us, and I think it's just inevitable that we start spilling over and taking on some of that opportunity ourselves. As you say, we're in the center of all the hubs, Hopkinsville, Clarksville, Nashville, Bowling Green. We're right in the middle, and I think it's our turn to have some growth. And I think we'll go as far as we want to take ourselves, as we will let ourselves go. Leadership. Thank goodness, you know, we have great leadership in our county and our cities. I will say that even with you sitting here, Judge Baker. But we do. We have great leadership, and they all have great relationships. And I think that is exactly what will, if we can keep that momentum, keep those relationships, and keep a forward thinking, we don't hold ourselves back. I think we can go as far as we want to go.
And I know you have two pretty good legislators that are
absolutely
extremely supportive.
We are very
absolutely
fortunate.
Yeah. Supportive and just very thankful.
And in key
them.
Roles within the legislature,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely, and know, they're always willing to support.
It's nice to have Representative Petrie controlling the purse strings in the House and Senator Wilson in leadership in the Senate. So that's important as well. And, of course, you got four great cities and mayors and, and Bill Baker.
Guy, yeah. to add to what she said, I have a great relationship with every one of my mayors. I can pick up my phone and call and talk to them and have an actual a good conversation. And I think all four of the mayors and myself have the same goal, and that is to be a progressive for Logan County. Logan County needs to be more progressive now. We're in the seat where we have the opportunity, and we need to take advantage of these opportunities. With that being said, I would like to say that I also, since becoming a judge, I become very good, more than just colleagues. I become very good friends with the judges that surround Logan County and beyond, the Brad and the Prad, the Barron River Area Development and the Penny Rye Rural Area Development Districts. I've got good relationship with them, and we're constantly texting, email, calling back and forth. It's a relationship that I'm very proud of, because I can pick up a phone and call and go, hey, you guys got this. How did it work? Or I get that same phone call. Hey, you guys did this. How did you make that work? And I'm proud to say that I've got those relationships. We have got such a good collaboration between myself, the other judge executives, the mayors. I'm happy. And we've got some great leadership in our lead. Not that we haven't had any in the past. It was great leadership in the past, but we got...
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, that guy. You guys set up set him up for Brooke to take over, and she's doing a phenomenal job, and I can't be more happy with the job she's doing there.
Thank you.
She says something good about me, so I'll go ahead and return.
Well, and I agree. I'll agree with you there, because having those relationships with the other communities, Judge Mansfield and Todd County Gorman and Warren Mason Barnes and all the others. I mean, I think we all have the same goals, the three of us sitting here, is that we want to see this region grow and succeed, and sometimes it takes that collaborative effort.
Yes, watching the counties around us grow, sometimes people get to this idea that you're watching other counties do things and you get a little bit kind of frustrated. We don't need to be frustrated. What we need to do is happy for those counties, because they've done something, they found something, they're growing and they're developing. Let's take action and see if we can't be the next, because I know those people will be happy that we're growing, that we're developing, that we're offering these opportunities for our workforce, ways of life. It's such a good thing. We don't need to be jealous. We need to be happy for the other counties.
Don't worry, be happy.
There you
that's
go.
It.
All right. That's corny.
Any
I know,
final words, Brooke?
I'm just thankful to be a part of LEAD and Logan County's organizations that can take charge and take action and possibly make some change in Logan County. So I'm born and raised in Logan County, and my children and grandchildren are here, and hope they stay here and have tons of opportunity. That's why I do what I do every day. So thankful for that.
Well, Brooke, go ahead, Judge.
No.
You done?
I was going to just mirror what she said. I was born and raised in Logan County. Love my county. I want to see it get. I want to see it progress. And I think we have the opportunities that have not been there in the past, and I'm excited to see where we go from here. I love my job. I love my county. I just hope that we continue on the path that we're headed down.
I think you will.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We have Brooke, good momentum.
Yeah, that's right. So Brooke, Phil, thanks for being on the DeCesare Group podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Logan County Judge Executive Phil Baker and LEAD President and CEO Brooke Waldrop for joining us this week on the DeCesare Group podcast. And thank you for checking us out. Hey, if you like what you hear, tell a friend, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, leave us a review, and share your feedback with us. You can also follow the DeCesare Group across all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and YouTube. And subscribe to our weekly newsletter, Soke Economic Development and Business News, by going to our website, thedecesaregroup.com. The DeCesare Group podcast is produced by the DeCesare Group, a public relations and consulting firm based in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The DeCesare Group podcast is researched and written by Amy DeCesare, with content contributions from Brooke Mattingly, and post-production by our guru of sound, Justin DeCesare. Until next time, I'm Jim DeCesare, and we'll see you next time on the DeCesare Group podcast.